Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome back in everyone this week to episode number 21 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It's great to be back with you this week. Hope everyone is doing well and recovering from what has become election week instead of election night. Hopefully everyone is doing okay, and we will, by the time this podcast airs, hopefully we'll be close to naming a new president of the United States. So just really appreciate everyone checking back in. I wanted to start this week with another review that came in. This is from DO82. I don't know who you are, DO82, but really appreciate your review. It says, Dr. Wilson delivers practical, bite-sized steps to explore someone's thoughts, which ultimately lead to our feelings and actions. Darren not only provides a different perspective to better yourself, but also causes audience to act with thought-provoking exercises. Dr. Wilson provides countless growth opportunities, such as, you are the one who controls your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Nobody can make you feel a certain way without your permission. Learn how worrying about what other people think about you affects your life. What do you think about you? Judgments are your own. Be curious. Subscribe now. Tune in. Change your thoughts. Change your life. Well, I couldn't have said it better myself, DO82. Really appreciate that, and you are spot on. That is a great synopsis of what I try to do each and every week, and what we're trying to bring our listeners a better understanding of is that certainly you are the ones that are in control of your thoughts, emotions, and actions. And really appreciate that. Now, remember, I announced last week that on episode 25, I am going to give away two free coaching sessions, 45-minute sessions that we'll do one-on-one on Zoom. All you have to do is leave a review. And if you've already left a review, just like DO82, all you have to do is email me and say, hey, I'd love to be considered for the free coaching session. So would love to have as many of you leave the reviews as you can. That way you'll be entered into the drawing, and would love to be able to give away some free coaching. So just wanted to say as we begin, thanks again for that review. And also last month, we literally doubled our downloads from the month before, and so hopefully this month we're going to do the same thing, and we will be off and running to really a great number of downloads and subscribers. So as I've said before, it's coming in from all across the world. The United States certainly is leading the way, but the United Kingdom is close behind, followed by Canada, and then it continues on around the world. But again, thanks so much for all of your comments. Thank you for your emails, and thank you for your reviews. And most of all, thank you for listening, because really the goal of this podcast is to help men become better versions of themselves, to help men in all different areas, all different aspects of your life, to be able to grow and to be able to really just live a more prosperous and happy and healthy life, because we've got enough to deal with out there each and every day, where a lot of us tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And these are some techniques and some ways that just will hopefully help you navigate all those different areas of life. And so this week is no exception. This week we're going to talk about one of, I'm sure, a lot of your favorite topics out there. We're going to talk about jealousy. And what is jealousy? What does jealousy do? And how does jealousy affect you in different situations and different circumstances? You know, I deal with clients all the time, and one of the things that seems to be a constant theme is some type of jealousy. And I think, you know, for a lot of us, the first thing we think about is relationship jealousy, and we're certainly going to talk about that today. But there are all kinds of different jealousies that creep up throughout a lifetime, if you will, right? You've got jealousy at the workplace. You could have jealousy of your brother. You could have jealousy of your sister, jealous of your kids in some instances, of your parents, of someone else that has more money than you. So jealousy can go on and on and on. And for many people, it becomes, or it starts as something that might be small, maybe starts with something in childhood, and then just grows and grows and grows until really you just can't function in a healthy way without really succumbing to jealousy throughout the day or throughout the week. Or for some people, it's literally a moment by moment obsession that they have, because they just can't get out of their own way when it comes to jealousy. And certainly, you know, without going in and really just looking at and giving you a textbook definition of what jealousy is, I think we all know that it's wanting what, or feeling like we want what someone else has. We feel like that if we had that, then we would be okay at the core. And what's interesting is we don't ever hardly tell ourselves the back end of that story, right? We tell ourselves, well, if we had better looks, or if we had, you know, more money, or if we had a better house, or if we could speak better, was more articulate, then life would somehow magically be better. Well, we know at the core that that's not true, because we would just find something else either wrong with us, or something else that we thought was right with someone else to help validate that feeling. And for so many of us, the feeling is an insecure feeling. It's a feeling of not being good enough. It's a feeling of just not being worthy enough. And so today I just want to look at two types of jealousy that I think really affects men the most. And we'll probably do a follow-up podcast on this as well, because I'm going to give you three strategies or three kind of techniques that will help ease the initial pain, if you will, of a jealous attack, or of you feeling jealous. But certainly we can go much deeper than what we're going to today to really help give you some relief as you go along the way. And I think that's what also serious coaching can help too, because once you get in a one-on-one situation with a qualified coach that knows some techniques and knows how to bring out what's really going on underneath the surface of you, then you can start to see some breakthroughs and some patterns will start to change. But until then, it can be very difficult. And so today I just want to keep us on the surface and really give you some strategies that will help you instantly start to feel some relief when you have jealousy that pops up. And so I really want to think about two different types of jealousy today. One is workplace jealousy. And when I say workplace jealousy, I want you to think about where you work right now. You may be working remotely. You may be working in an office. But not only maybe a jealousy that will well up in your particular place of work, but the type of jealousy that comes from maybe you feel like you're just not enough. If you were at a different company, if you were more like your current boss, if you had the breaks and the opportunities and the all of the contacts that your coworker had, then certainly you would be able to move and advance quicker than you have. When you feel that type of angst come up, most of the time we don't like to name that emotion as us being jealous, right? We just like to push it off as, well, this is just me in a certain circumstance where I've just not been able to move quite as quickly as I would. I know that person across the way has these other skill sets, but it's really not a jealous thing. It's more about them and what they do. It's not really about me, right? And it's so funny, the story that we tell ourselves, because whether it's when, your boss might walk in a room and you're at a Christmas party and all of a sudden you think, man, if I could just work a room like he does, then my life would be better. And so I want you to just think of those circumstances where, particularly when it's in that work type setting, that you feel that jealous emotion come up inside of you. For some of you, it's that you didn't get the promotion and someone else did, and you're jealous of that person. For some of you, it's that, you long to have this optimal position at another company, and for some reason, you keep getting passed by, you keep getting looked over. For some of you, you've interviewed, and this particular person with this particular skill set seems to keep getting these jobs. So whatever it is, I just want you to think about that person and think about what brings that up and that emotion up in you. The second type that, I deal with a lot with my clients, and you can imagine, is relationship jealousy, right? And it's whether it's a girlfriend, or then it becomes into a marriage and then it stays in a marriage. It's jealousy in an intimate relationship. And that jealousy can play out in a lot of different ways. You're jealous of your wife going out to eat by herself. You're jealous of when another guy talks to her. You're jealous of when she talks to another guy. You're jealous of, maybe you're jealous of her job. For some people, it's that, the wife is making more money than the man, and you just can't hardly deal with that because she makes more money than you, so you're jealous of that. Maybe she's more successful than you, and you're jealous of that. And when you look at it from the outside looking in, it makes no sense, right? This is the person that you long to be with. This is the person that you want to be with. This is the person that you choose to be with, and yet you're jealous of this person. You would think that, common sense would tell you that you're on the same team, that you want her to do as well as she can, that you want her to look her best when she goes out, that you want her to put her best foot forward. But oftentimes we find that we have this emotion inside of us that just comes up throughout our body, and we can't figure out exactly what it is, or we can't figure out why it's continuously there. For some of you who are listening, not only does it well up in you in certain situations with your spouse or with your girlfriend, it's just kind of always there. She gets a text message and you're like, oh, who's the text from? Or you, if you don't say it, you think it. She gets a phone call, you're like, oh, who's she on the phone with? On and on and on. And so what is the root of all this? Well, the root of it is the insecurity that you have within yourself, because you think, and you've told yourself a story over and over and over throughout your entire life that you're not good enough. Because if you were good enough, right, you wouldn't have to worry about this. If you were good enough, she wouldn't even text back. And you find out she's texting her mom or she's texting her best friend. And what happens? You get relief. Why do you get relief? You get relief because you're like, oh, wait a minute, maybe I am okay. Whereas it could be that she was texting back a coworker and then you let yourself go crazy, right? Because you feel insecure. And we let all of these insecurities just well up. And what happens oftentimes is as the man in the relationship, you try to control the relationship. Well, the more you try to control, the more controlling you are, the less freedom she, quote unquote, has, the less freedom you have, the less power you have, the more power she actually has over you. The one thing you want to be able to have power, is the one thing you consistently and constantly give away because you try to control. You try to control her. It either pushes her away, it makes you upset, you have this constant battle, this constant fight that seems to keep coming up over and over and over again. You can't get out of your own way. She just wants you to let her be her, and for whatever reason, you can't figure out how to do it. One of the things I want to share with you today that I think so many of you never consider is that, guys, she can leave at any time. Like, she chooses to be with you every day. She chooses to be with you every week. She chooses to be with you every month, just like you choose to be with her. You know, if it's so bad, and if the jealousy and the rage is so bad, you're free to walk out the door, right? It's not like somebody's, holding a gun to your head and say, hey, you got to stay in this relationship. No, you're free to walk out the door, just like she is. And for some of you, there's enough freedom in that, and there's enough just relaxation in knowing that, wait a minute, she's choosing me each and every day. Right? She's got a choice. She could go find someone else, but she's not. She's choosing to stay with me. For some of you, that's enough to give you some relief and to say, hey, you know, maybe I can think a little differently about this jealousy thing. For others of you, that's just the beginning, right? You're like, well, yeah, she's choosing, but she doesn't really want to be with me. She doesn't really want to be here, right? You tell yourself this whole story about how, you know, it's just some miracle that she's still with you, even though she's the girl of your dreams or the wife of your dreams or who you've always wanted to be with, you still figure out a way to tell yourself this story. So here I want to offer you some just three things today that will start to give you a little bit of relief when the jealous and the jealousy and the rage, if you will, when it starts to come up in you this week, there are some things that you can do that will instantly give you a little bit of relief. Now, is it going to completely go away just by doing these three things? No. Is it going to take time? Yes. Will this be a good start? Absolutely. Because for most of you and for most men in general, you don't like to admit that you're jealous. You just don't. We don't like to admit that we're jealous. We don't like to admit that we don't do something very well. We don't like to admit that, you know, we're not good enough at something. We don't like to admit that some other guy's better than that. We just don't like to do it. And so this is a starting point. If you struggle in this area, that it'll help you. Now, this will help you in your relationship jealousy. It'll also help you in your workplace jealousy. You can use these strategies in either place. So let's say this week it happens. Let's say that whatever triggers you, right, and it could be a lot of things, so you can just come down to one thing. Let's say that you're triggered with jealousy. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to say out loud, if there's no one around, because that'll be a little creepy probably if there's people around, but if there's no one around, I want you to go, I'm jealous. I'm jealous right now. I just want you to name it. I want you to name it, and I want you to get it out in the air. If there are people around and it's coming up in you, then you can say it in your breath. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. It's just jealous. It's just jealousy. I'm just jealous. And then I want you to write it down. I'm jealous right now. Now, just by doing that, it will give you a little bit of relief because you're not hiding from it. Right? What do? We suppress it. We tell ourselves, well, I'm not jealous. I don't care. I don't care what she does. Right? I don't care how she acts. I don't care how she behaves. I don't care what he does. I don't care if he's looking. I don't care. But, you know, that's the story you tell. And so what do? You suppress, you suppress, you suppress, and you get angrier and angrier and angrier, and the jealousy rages. Well, of course it rages because you're trying to press it down. What I want you to do is release it. I want you to say, I'm being jealous. This is just jealousy coming up over me. And then, after you've named it, after you've said what it is, I want you to write down, or if you're not in a place to write down, make a mental note. If you can say it out loud, that's even better. I want you to tell yourself and say where it's coming in your body. Where is it coming up in your body? So you're going to name it, I'm jealous, and then you're going to go, my heart rate's up. I feel it in my shoulders. I feel it in my chest. I just feel it in the core of my body. Wherever it comes up, I want you to write that down. So that's two things right there. I want you to name it. It's jealousy. I want you to write it down. All right? And then the third piece of this, and this also entails a pen and paper, or a pencil and paper, or a phone, if you just want to make a note in a phone. I want you to write down what triggered it and be truthful about it. So don't just write, my wife. No, write, she sent a text that I didn't know about, or she got a text and I don't know who it's from. Somebody said something, some guy said something to her and I didn't like her reaction. Whatever it is that brings it up in you, I want you to actually write that down. Okay? So those three things, I want you to name it. It's jealousy. I want you to say where it's coming up in you, in your body. And then I want you to write down what triggered it. And then all I want you to do is look at that. I want you to look at what triggered it. And I want you to know and realize that, hey, this is just my brain doing what it's always done. This is my brain trying to defend me. This is my brain trying to protect me because my brain has told me for years and years and years that I'm not okay, that something's wrong, that she's going to leave me, or that somebody else is better than me. And all I want you to do is go, no, I'm enough. She's choosing me, and I'm choosing her each and every day. She's choosing me, and I'm choosing her. She has her free will to leave anytime she wants. I have my free will to leave anytime I want. So I get to make the decision of how I want to feel, act, and behave each and every day. If you'll do that, if you'll start to recognize and to name what jealousy is, to put it out in the air, to notice where it comes up in you, and then to get out on paper what's triggering it, you will start to gain some power over that feeling. It won't be quite as strong in 2 or 3 weeks as it is now. And then I'll come back in a couple other podcasts, and I'll give you some other strategies. Maybe we'll do that next week. I'll just go on and do it next week. We'll do part two of this, and we'll have three other strategies to continue to help move you through the exercise of, and you may not eliminate it, but at least you will be able to recognize it and you'll be able to live with it to where it doesn't control you anymore. Because for some of you that listen out there, and for some of you who are listening to this episode, this is it for you. You're like, if I can get rid of jealousy in my life, I can live a happy life. I can get all of this angst and anger and everything else that I've just been making up because I've been hiding the fact that I'm really jealous. I can live pretty happily if I can get this under control. And so I know this is big. I know it's huge for you. So we'll start with those three, and then next week we'll come back with part two of how to help ease and overcome your jealousy. So remember this week, go and rate, go review, send me an email if you've already done that. We'll get ready for episode 25, where we're going to give away two free coaching sessions. And can't wait to look or see you back here next week and see what the week holds in store for you. Take care, everyone. Have a great one. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrenwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.